JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
The Don and Mike Show.
Joe.
Hi, Joe.
God damn it. Hi. The Don and Mike Show.
How are you doing, Joe?
Joe.
Joe. Hi, Joe. In the
street. If it's human waste, save some for me.
Rock, stop that. It's silly.
Yes, it is.
Very silly indeed.
Very silly indeed.
If I was any happier, my pants would be wet.
Right, me too.
Whoa, yes it is.
And here he is now.
What not?
Cyber Joe.
What not?
And Joe's game.
What not?
And Joe's game is called...
Pick a pair.
Pick a pair.
Now, Joe, perhaps to the discerning ear, they couldn't tell. I'm a pro.
Right.
I'm a pro.
That's a jingle you made by yourself.
Yes.
How about that?
That's pretty solid.
The quality might surprise you, Mike.
That's fabulous.
Pick a pair.
At Joe's Jingle Shack.
That's great. Pick a pair. Are all the voices yours?
Yes.
Can he build one for you?
Pick a pair.
How do you play Pick a Pair, Joe?
Well, welcome, gentlemen, to the newest game show sweeping the nation. It's Pick a Pair.
Joe,
the way
Joe,
we play
Joe,
Pick a Pair is...
Joe, music Joe. Stopped.
Joe, just explain to us how to play the game.
Okay, Don.
Please. Thank you.
Sheriff Joe. Can you say it yourself, please?
Thank you, Joe.
Sheriff Joe. Anyway.
Sheriff Joe's Pick a Pair.
Right.
I will read a list of three items.
Pick a pair.
And from that three items, you will pick a pair and explain to me what they have in common, or you can pick.
Oh, sorry.
Oops, your microphone was inadvertently turned off. Subconsciously, you were meaning to do that.
Or you can pick one and explain why you're excluding that one from the pair. That's how we play.
Pick a pair.
Did you follow that?
No.
Can you give an example, Joe?
All right. Well, let's try this. Mike?
Yes.
Helicopter, boat, airplane.
Helicopter and airplane, because they both fly.
You know what he did?
What?
He picked a pair.
Mm-hmm.
Pick a pair.
That's how we play Pick a Pair.
Do they increase in difficulty?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see. So it starts out like hard.
That's from the list of easy Pick a Pair.
Give me an easy one.
All right. Oranges, apples, cherries.
Apples.
No, you have to
pick a pair.
Pick a pair.
You have to pick a pair and say why they're similar.
Cherries and apples, because they're red.
Ding. Correct.
Ding for correct.
When you just point at the machines, I have no way of knowing what sound effect it is.
You know.
So you was... know. There you go.
That's correct.
And that's how we play.
Pick a pair.
A lot of work, isn't it?
You used to yell at me when you guys were doing shows in New York because I didn't hit those on time.
God damn, Joe.
All right, Yvette.
I don't know about this.
I think it's going to be fascinating.
Shall we go for a medium one, gentlemen?
Sure, let's try it.
Please.
All right.
Who gets to go first?
Well, you both got them right, so we'll go back to you, Mike.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay. Medium. Cobra, python, rattlesnake.
A cobra and rattlesnake because they're both venomous.
That's correct.
That's how we play.
I picked a pair.
Do you see him over there like he's in like he's in ancient Rome doing thumbs up and thumbs down?
You can't just point, Joe. You have to say as the host, you have to say that's correct.
Just say that's correct, and then I'll come through with that.
That's right. Not that's correct. This is a game show.
Right.
That's right. That's the way.
That's right. Okay, Don.
Yes,
you're
Joe.
Next. Paris Hilton, Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan.
Paris Hilton, Britney Spears.
Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan because they're both brunettes.
Mm.
No, the other one. Leave out Paris Hilton. The other two are brunettes.
Right. Well, no, Britney's a blonde.
Or is she?
I've seen her as both. Well, okay.
That's not correct, Don.
I'm sorry, what was the pair?
Britney and Lohan have been to rehab recently.
The judges were looking for
and
me.
That's how that's we what, play.
So pick a pair.
Pick a pair.
So it's got to be what the judges decide. I mean, what the what you want, what you're looking for.
I'm losing then. Let's try another one, please.
All right, back to Mike.
What are we, medium, easy, or hard?
You want to go hard or medium?
Hard. I want to go hard.
Hard, okay.
Of course you do, Mike.
Hard. Go hard, Joe.
Okay. Calico cat, Manx cat, tabby cat.
He loves cats.
Calico and tabby because they're both multicolored.
That's not correct.
Damn it.
That's half correct. Calico and tabbies, these are three types of cats. Calico and tabby cats have tails. The Manx cat has no tail.
Right.
I was screwed on that category.
Judges, we're looking for tail.
God damn it.
Give me another one. Give me a medium one, please.
A medium. Very good.
Pick a pair.
Does he get more of a point value because he's taking a less of a point value because he takes a medium and I took a hard?
Oh, excuse me, Mike. I'm stupider than you. I got a medium one wrong.
Oh, you got a medium one wrong?
I got the Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears one wrong.
Are we keeping score?
No, this is the run-through.
Rob's keeping.
Rob is
this is the run-through?
All right, give me a hard one.
All right.
Master of ceremony.
Master of jack of all trades.
Okay. Well, here's one for you, Don.
Yes, Joe.
Batman, Superman, Spider-Man.
Batman and Spider-Man because they are both from Earth.
That is correct. Superman is from Krypton.
Good answer.
It's Ida.
Thanks, Mike.
That's good, Don.
Do you want easy, medium, or hard?
I'll take a medium now.
All right. A square, a circle, a triangle. A square, a circle, a triangle.
Pick a pair.
A triangle and a square because they both have angles.
That is correct. Also known as corners.
Corners. Yes.
The circle.
Corners.
The circle is made up of a continuous arc.
With no corners.
Boy did his research, didn't he?
All right, I'll take a medium one.
How many six packs were involved in this?
What did Mike take last time? A medium?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my wife's calling me. Should I take that?
The host, take it.
Go ahead, take
the
it.
The MC will be with you shortly.
You're killing on the show right now.
Hi, baby.
Lighter.
How do you?
Hello?
Lighter.
Oh, she dropped off.
Oh, that's a shame.
So bad. Get all the
breaks. Damn. Did she help you with this game?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
What about the vagina?
Okay. So we're going to Don with a medium?
Yeah. Right.
What do you do with an elderly woman?
Sorry, Tracy, baby, that wasn't for you.
Bob Barker, Ted Koppel, Regis Philbin.
Bob Barker and Regis Philbin because they're game show hosts.
That is correct. Ted Koppel is a TV news anchor.
Yeah.
That's how we play.
The aforementioned.
It's a really sucky game, isn't it?
Yeah, and let's get an easy one because I want to make it suckier.
It's great.
I'm ready for easy. It's tied.
Tie game.
Okay. Chris Rock, Larry the Cable Guy, Dave Chappelle. Chris Rock, Larry the Cable Guy.
Do we have any of that ticking music?
Thinking music? That's what this game needs.
We need thinking music.
No, Mike, you just get a TikTok.
It's an easy one. Chris Rock, Larry the Cable Guy, Dave Chappelle.
I'm going to exclude Larry the Cable Guy. Because he's the comedian that wears a hat.
That is incorrect.
Damn. It wouldn't be that Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle are both black, would it?
That would be correct. Larry the Cable Guy is white. Sorry, Mike, but that's how we play.
Fantastic. Get her done now.
Remember, it was an easy one.
Yeah, that was an easy one, yes.
Give me a hard one.
Do you have more easy ones than hard ones?
Give me a rock hard one.
I got like 10 of each shirt. A dozen of each.
Very
rock
good.
Hard.
Give Donna
hard. Hard as your head.
You want the hardest one? Well, the trickiest one?
Just give me a hard one.
Okay.
It's your chance to take the lead, Don.
Goodfellas, The Godfather, Casino. All movies, Goodfellas, The Godfather, Casino.
Goodfellas and Casino because they're directed by, what's his name? No? Same guy.
That is correct.
Martin Scorsese.
Goodfellas and Casino were directed by Martin Scorsese, Godfather by Francis Ford Coppola.
I've got one for you,
and that's how we play.
Francis Ford Coppola.
I've got one for you.
You like Francis Coppola, don't you,
Coppola.
Mike?
I've got one for you, Don.
Okay.
Okay. Tom Gavin.
Tom Gavin.
Robert the Angry Mailman.
Robert the Angry Mailman.
And Joe Hardinger.
Tom and Joe because they're both retarded.
That's correct.
You're
and
right.
And that's how we play.
Pick a pair. All right, I'll take a real hard one.
All right, last one from Mike, the hardest one you have.
Hardest one. And this, and okay.
And it, it better not be about cats.
Hold on, not the tricky one. Not your slippery, tricky one.
No slippery one.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Just go. Feel free to go ahead and scratch, too. When you're sitting there and he pulls his T-shirt up, gives himself a good old lion in the underneath the tree scratch. Bear rubbing up against the tree scratch.
God damn it, Joe.
Rosie O'Donnell. Melissa Etheridge, Ellen DeGeneres. Rosie O'Donnell, Melissa Etheridge, Ellen DeGeneres.
Pick a pair. Rosie O'Donnell and Ellen DeGeneres, both lesbians with their own television shows.
That's half correct, but I'll give it to you. The judges give it to you. Mm-hmm. Rosie and Ellen are comedians. Melissa Etheridge is a musician. And that's how we play.
That's the hardest one he's got.
So you get
pick
the idea.
A pair.
No.
All right, let's go to our listeners and see what they think of this game.
Let's do that.
Let's see if it's a keeper. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. I just want to say Joe's game has too many holes in it. Because a square, a circle, and a triangle could have been either or. Because he could have went with a square.
I'm sorry, sir, but that is not how we play. Good day. I said good day.
Bye.
Wow.
Well, he's defending his game.
It's tough.
You like this game.
I like this game. I like it a lot.
Give one to Buzz. Let Buzz play.
Easy, medium, or hard?
Hard.
Hard for Buzz.
Okay.
That would be my one serious critique of the game. They should all be very hard.
Hard as nails.
Hard.
Tough as nails. Oh. Hard as a rock.
Okay, Buzz.
What do you got?
Tommy Lee, mm-hmm. Richie Sambora, mm-hmm. David Coverdale.
I'm going to say Tommy Lee and Richie Sambora because they've both had Pam.
No, they had Heather, right?
That's correct, how we play.
They shared a blonde.
I didn't know they used that.
You were on the right track. We'll
I didn't know they used that cooking spray. Are we going to take more calls?
Sure we are, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Let's say that.
Hello.
Yeah, hey.
Hi.
Hey. I've got a pick a pair suggestion for you.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's not how we play.
Now, Joe, this is a good sign. People are so excited about the game, they're coming up with their own pick-a-pairs.
Yes.
Here an example.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, how about that? Isn't that something game? The glorious six-way game and pick-a-pair.
That's four things.
Well, no, the first two you mentioned were our games that are very good, and this one is one that Joe thought that sucks. That's how I would pick those pairs.
Ding, ding, ding. You're a winner.
Okay, thank you. The audience got a little dig on you there, Joe.
Yeah, he was giving
you a well, we'll get a dig on them when we play. Delete the phone call from the bank.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
A game I like to play in the back room.
Hello, you're on
when
the
I'm
air.
Hungover.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
And alone.
What's up?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up?
Oh, come on. Get out.
I just tried to call you.
Oh, stop it. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I like this game.
A vote of confidence.
Of course you do.
Hey, Joe. Is Joe still there?
Yes, yeah. He's here.
Hey, Joe, this is Mike from Napa Valley. I call you all the time. Anyway,
game. That's right. Hey, Mike, how are you?
How you doing, Bubba?
Good.
Well, I got to go back to work. See you guys later.
There's your vote of confidence.
All right.
Mike from Napa Valley.
Hi, Joe.
Isn't that wonderful? Not in wine country.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Got to go back to work.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Is it Elmo?
Excuse me, what?
What are you doing?
No, the game stinks.
The game stinks.
There you go.
Well, let's play your game, ass.
Pick a pair.
That's
all right, Joe, we gave it a shot.
It was fun.
Let's play some more.
Do you have any others?
I've got an easy one for you.
He's not giving up without
a
fight.
I'm pretty excited about this.
Don has control of the board.
Thanks for keeping track, Ron.
Literally.
Thanks, fat ass.
He's turning on other
people. I'll take a hard one.
Well, let's give Mike an easy one. One he can do.
Yes, because that's the key to success.
Let's patronize Mike here.
Well, but this is right up his alley.
Donnie knows because I'm on board with it.
He's got a good one.
Bourbon, tequila, scotch.
Bourbon and scotch, two brown liquors.
Close enough. Bourbon and scotch are
whiskeys
distilled
yes.
from grain mash. Tequila is made from the agave plant.
Pick a pair.
You want the hard, tricky one?
Why don't you pick a pair of my balls? Let's just get out of here, Joe.
All right, thanks, Joe.
Well, that's how we play.
Okay, all right.
Good day. Thank you.
Never again, Joe.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for trying, though.
It's the effort that counts.
What's he saying on his way out the door?
He said it was my idea.
He said it was Rob's idea.
It was.
It was your idea?
Wait a second.
Hold on a second, boy.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on.
Step up.
The witness will take the stand.
We both like to prosecute in the same way.
Bring it. I told Joe. I said I heard a great idea, great name for a game.
A great name.
Do you want to start again?
I heard Joe told Joe. Great. Pick a game.
Kelly I'm Pickler. The only one who went down to see Joe. I told Joe. I've got a great name for a game. Pick a pair.
Right.
Do something with it.
Come up with a game.
Oh, so you just came up with the title.
To fit the name.
Oh, well, that's fine.
That's all right.
And it is a great name, and the jingles are the best part.
Pick a pair.
Okay, thank you.
Pick a pair.
And Mike won because you gave up control of the board.
Why don't you pick a pair of my Klingons?
And we always know they come in twos.
Even number.
Delightful twos. Great. I love it when everyone on the show has been drinking.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks so much.
That's the first and last installment of Pick a Pair. Okay.
Pick a Pair.
Rob Spiewak Production. What was that, boy? You want to say that on the microphone?
They're both brown liquors.
Brown liquors.
I said brown liquors. He said whiskey.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. You're on the air.
All right. How about Spider-Man 1, Spider-Man 3, pick a pair.
Well, know your audience. I understand exactly what he's saying.
What does he mean, Mike?
Gibberish.
Oh.
He's mentally retarded.
Yes, indeed.
Explain that to us. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, explain that.
Explain it, please.
Spider-Man 1 was great. Spider-Man 3 sucked. Pick a pair sucked.
Oh, pick a pair.
Oh, okay.
I get it. There you go. We were going to mock you, and you're with us.
That's very good.
You know, here we are. We were gonna torch you.
Expecting the worst.
As it turns out, you could join us.
Yes, pick a pair was actually not a request. It was actually part of the list.
Instead of setting you on fire, we would give you a torch, and you could run with us through the mob, through the small city, as we drag Joe, the remains of Joe, through the streets of wherever it is where they run the bulls.
You should be very Pamplona or Pomplona. Yeah. I made it sound like pamperin.
The cobblestone steps
of Pamplona.
I thought we could put Joe in a windmill and burn it down.
Like Frankenstein.
Thank you for the call.
Hello?
Okay, thank you.
Right, F your mother.
He's very busy.
I started with...
He deserved it, Rob.
I started with thank you for the call.
Right,
you did deserve it. Thank you for the call. F your mother.
Mind it.
We don't dole out those incredible compliments very often.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.